This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are two ways you could go when talking about Hollywood and American politics. The first, you might call the Reagan approach. Genial and charismatic actor becomes the leader of the free world, establishes enduring mythology. The second, you might call the follow-the-money approach. Rich industry types shower campaign cash on supplicant candidates, establish enduring methodology. Timothy Stanley combines the two in his new book. It's called Citizen Hollywood, How the Collaboration Between L.A. and D.C. Revolutionized American Politics. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
This is not a new thing, Hollywood and celebrities. I mean, I know it's been sort of all the rage the past couple of cycles, but, you know, you had FDR and Warner Brothers, too, for crying out loud.
You did, and that was very much a business decision. The Warner Brothers, like most of the big American moguls in the 1920s, were good Republicans. Mm. They did some polling in about 1932, realized he was going to win, and so they switched their vote. So that speaks to how Hollywood has always played a big role in politics, and it's always been driven by a mix of obsession and fascination with power, a desire to be seen with the celebrity that is politics, but also hard-headed business decisions. People do make money out of this connection.
In fact, you say, and we'll get to the actual business part of it later, you say that Hollywood has largely fed the addiction that we have to campaign money in this country. They're just the suppliers.
It has contributed enormously. Not for nothing is it known as Washington's ATM. For example, in the last cycle, in 1 month alone in October during 2012, Hollywood raised an astonishing $13 million. So certainly it's able to produce a large amount of money and has done that throughout its history.
There is a neat symmetry, it seems to me, between the packaging of Hollywood stars and the Hollywood product and the packaging of politicians and the presidential product.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And those two developed sort of together at the same time. So one big East Coast investor in Hollywood in the 1940s and 1950s is Joe Kennedy. Mm. And when he wants Jack to run for the presidency, where does he send him to go and learn charm and star power? He sends him to Hollywood. And Jack actually meets actors. And so the Kennedys discovered that what it required was being seen with beautiful people, was going to expensive events, and developing that Camelot glamour.
There is a business relationship aspect to the D.C. Hollywood connection, right? I mean, these are big entertainment companies that want to merge. They have regulatory interests. They are not in front of politicians sheerly out of altruism and, gosh, I like you. I hope you get elected.
Absolutely not. And one of the irritating things about Hollywood is that it pretends that it is. It pretends it's all about idealism. It's always been understood that there is it's a relationship based upon reciprocity. People expect to get something out of it. Quite often, in business terms, Hollywood fails. That's the interesting thing, is that Hollywood, I think, has deluded itself over the last few decades that it gets something out of it. It tends not to. You know, Hollywood giving all this money to Jerry Brown, he won't even come out and support tax breaks to get production back to California for movies projects. So even though Hollywood does all of this and convinces itself as idealistic, but ultimately it's about business, Hollywood so often does not actually get what it wants.
There are other centers of power and influence in this country that try to have a relationship with Washington. Certainly Wall Street is one, Silicon Valley and the tech industry is another. This one, though, I wonder if it isn't a little bit more depressing than the other two.
I think it is depressing because it has had an effect on the way politics itself is actually done. The rise of the idea of the celebrity, the rise of the importance of having named friends who can get you somewhere. But most of all, Hollywood has encouraged through its image making this idea that Republicans have to all be cowboys like John Wayne, and that Democrats all have to be like the West Wing, and they have to act up to that too. So I really think that that's its most poisonous impact. It's not healthy for a constitutional republic to have that kind of glamorization of its political leaders.
The book is called Citizen Hollywood. It is by Timothy Stanley. Timothy, thanks very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.